everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. My name is Dave Charest, Senior Manager of Content and Social Media Marketing here at Constant Contact. And this week, we're sharing 10 tips on how to do more business from Small Business Week. Recently, we had a contest in order of Small Business Week, which I'll talk about in a moment. But first, let's see who's joining me here today.
I'm Ryan Pinkham, and I'm a content developer here at Constant Contact, and I'm drinking a Blue Moon Summer Honey Wheat.
I am Danielle Cromier, and I am the Social Media Community Manager here, and I am also drinking the same thing, the honey wheat.
They're actually sharing a bottle.
Two straws.
Crazy straws.
Kristen Curtis, Social Media Content Developer, and I'm drinking Sauvignon Blanc.
Wow.
And I'm Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer, and Kristen and I are splitting the same bottle of wine.
So with we're two all sharing straws.
Today. A whole bottle. Apparently, yeah, we've just got lots of straws on the table today. So as I was saying, in honor of Small Business Week, we ran a contest where people could submit what helps them do more business. Not only did we receive tons of entries with some great tips, which we'll be discussing some of those today, but everyone who submitted to the hashtag was entered into a contest to win some cash prizes. Kristen, you want to tell us a bit about the contest?
Sure. So we asked our customers and non-customers what helps you do more business using the hashtag Do More Business. You could enter on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you were entered into a random contest that was three daily prizes of $500 each and then a grand prize of $5,000 to use towards your marketing effort.
So all in all, we are going to have 16 winners, right? The daily prize?
Correct.
And then one grand prize winner.
Yeah.
So where can people find out about who won?
So if you go to Constant Contact's Facebook page, you'll mm-hmm. see in a tab, it says hashtag do more business. If you click on that, there's a winners tab, mm-hmm. and there you'll find everyone who's won.
Very cool. Yes. So as I mentioned, we got a bunch of cool tips come in. So I have 10 of them here I figured we could talk through and talk about. But then also maybe we can talk a little bit about this, just how the contest itself went and how it went down and how possibly you could run something similar for your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So first up, tip number one here is learn from others, work smarter, not harder, enjoy what you do, and always look for one more little thing to do that will speak excellence for all of those to see.
I think that's great. I mean, no, I'm saying, I mean, that's a lot of pieces, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's all really fantastic. And I love the always look for one more little thing to do mm-hmm. that will speak excellence for all to see.
I think the key thing here, right, is to like, just don't stop learning, right? Like, I think it's easy for you to get like stuck in a rut with your business sometimes, or even just the things like, I mean, even things that we do here, right? It's like you get kind of into a groove and you're just like, I'm just singing the Madonna song in my head. Damn it. But you get into a certain groove, and then you like lose kind of like that ooh fire for like, oh wait, this is something maybe I can look or make a tweak that'll help me do something better, right? So I think that's actually great advice. I love this thing like speak excellence, right? If you're just striving for that and not getting stuck in what you're doing, like you're always going to be pushing your business forward and doing something that's going to set you apart from other people.
Yeah, right? And I think too to remember that you are the expert, and I think a lot of people kind of forget that, you know, other people don't know what I know. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great way for you to show off you and your business by yep. speaking what you know.
Cool. Tip number two. We do more business by remaining an intentionally small company. We are truly efficient and can add a personal touch that bigger companies can't. And this is one of those things we talk about all the time, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, I think that the personal touch of being a small business and you know, the relationships you have are huge. And it's a big thing about not trying to be something that you're not, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, obviously everyone would love to be, you know, growing and be bigger, and I think that's a goal for every small business. But I
yeah.
think the way you approach things as you are still a small business still has to be, you know, taking advantage of the fact that you are a small business, that you get to interact with customers on a daily basis, that you get to, you know, answer their questions, ask questions, that you're emailing directly to people while also doing your email marketing, these other things.
Yeah.
Answering people's questions. You really are learning from your customers on a daily basis. And again, it goes back to kind of the first tip, right? Like, you're able to really provide this level of quality service that really exceeds anything that I think anyone will ever experience at a big, you know, box chain or something, if you're a retailer or
yeah.
a chain restaurant. It's just a different experience, I think, because the person who owns a restaurant, hopefully, you know, you or the people involved in it are there every day working
yeah.
and doing the work. So
I think one thing a lot of small businesses need to look out for, too, is I think sometimes there's this feeling that you need to seem bigger than you are, mm-hmm. and you actually, that works to your disadvantage, right? When you're a small mm-hmm. company or it's just like a few people and you make it feel like it's this big company or corporate thing that makes it feel cold. And I think it works both ways, too. I think bigger companies really need to focus on showing the people in their business and feeling like they're not a big company, that there is this personal interaction with folks, right?
It's mm-hmm. a lot harder for big companies
Absolutely.
To do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They have to kind of make that extra effort to do it, right?
Yep.
Whereas if you're sort of kind of doing your work as a small business owner, just part of the experience of owning a small business and for your customers visiting a small mm-hmm. business. So, again, it's an advantage, really.
Yeah. All right, tip number three, networking and helping other local small businesses helps us do more business.
I think that's a great one because a lot of people tend to think that the other businesses around them may be their competition or someone that they don't really want to align themselves with. But when you're a local business, it's always great to sort of partner up and maybe do events together mm-hmm. or host different kinds of maybe discounts or coupons or sort of say, hey, you want to feature me in your email newsletter this month and I'll give you a shout out, things like that. I think it's a good way to sort of create a union and work together.
Yeah, and I think especially if local businesses do different things than you do, you can partner up and really piggyback off of each other and not have to worry that, oh, you know, the person walking down the street may go to them instead of me, so they're my competition. I don't think that that's the best way to look at it. You can actually utilize
look
them.
Look for those
and
non-competitive businesses,
exactly.
right?
And you can grow the audience, too. Like
Absolutely.
Things like giving a shout-out in a newsletter, that's a whole mm-hmm. other group of people you don't have on your email list.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, I think it was actually at one of our OneCon events where, I forget what his name was, who was the Mike?
Mike Michalowicz.
There we go, thank you. Gave a great piece of advice in terms of partnering with people or asking for referrals, right? A lot of times we say, oh, you know, ask your customers to give you a referral. And he was saying, you know what, don't do that. Find out what other vendors that your customers work with and figure out together how we can make that customer's experience even better. And then what happens if you find a good partner that is also has other customers, that is a person that can start referring you new business because they normally need somebody that handles that other aspect of the business. I thought, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, that's a brilliant idea, right?
Yeah, the best word of mouth is organic word of mouth, right? I mean, if you're telling somebody, it's fine to tell them, but it feels much more real when somebody just, oh, my God, I love this person, you know, rather than feeling like they have to tell people.
And that business probably deals with that other vendor on a daily basis, so they know a lot about them.
Yeah. Okay, number four, handwritten thank you notes have not gone out of style. In fact, they're classier than ever. Surprise someone with one today. Do more business.
I think that's fantastic.
Right?
I totally agree that a lot of people feel like it's just why? Why should you do it? But I've been to multiple things where when I come home, I get, you know, something in the mail or somebody reaches out personally, even through email.
Yep.
And it's just, it's that personal touch. It because you are a small business, you can have that personal touch.
Yep.
Coke can't do that for you, right? So I think it's definitely one of those big advantages that you have.
But think about if Coke did do something like that, right? I'm just throwing this out there in that, like, it's so easy today for us to, like, you know, tweet, to write a Facebook thing or send a text message or blah, 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 blah. But, like, the difference comes in, you know what? I took the time to actually sit and write this because I care enough to send this to you, right? You know, it just adds a whole different element. And something's just really simple and really does make a big difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's something we ended up doing last year, right? Where we filled out these postcards saying, you know, why we were thankful for small business for everything that they do, you know. And I think it was really exciting to get that opportunity as an employee here to, you know, to pass out postcards and think about some of the businesses that you like. And we sent them out. And I don't know, I think it's really a great idea, and you know, it makes as an employee and as your employees, it probably makes them feel better as well as the people who are actually receiving them. So.
Yeah,
I think a lot of times people think, oh, I have to do something really grand to do more business, but it's really just the little
things
that make the difference.
And when you're looking at those tiny things, right, it's all those things add up and really do help and make a difference. Number five, keeping up on social media trends helps me do more business, and with a partner like Constant Contact, I can't lose. Well,
Aww.
Thank you very much. We like that. You have to kind of stay on top of the things that are changing and look for the new opportunities for your business, right? Like, there's a lot of things that sometimes that, like, hey, if you're not afraid to experiment, that if you can get in early, like, you have a leg up on people, right? If you're staying on top of those things, that you learn something or see something that might or just other people are going to miss, right?
Yeah, I think you just have to look at what works for your business. It doesn't necessarily have to be social media trends. It can be anything. If something's working for your business, you need to make sure that you're not settling and saying, okay, this works, and so I'm going to do it the same way every time. Mm-hmm. Things change, and the way people communicate changes, and so you need to make sure that you're paying attention to what's going on.
Yep. Number six here is write several e-newsletters ahead of time and schedule out. Well, that's huge, right? Yeah.
I mean, I love that tip. And because, you know, it, as much as we can say, you know, doing email is, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible for you to do these things, right? But there is a time commitment involved, especially if you're doing it well, if you're creating your own content. And, you know, I mean, I think everyone sees it in their life. Like you send out an email, maybe you send out twice a month. And then all of a sudden, you send one week, and then all of a sudden, it just feels like that next week is already there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I have to start writing my email again. But, I mean, if you think about it, if you were to take, you know, some time during your day, a couple hours at the beginning of the month and do both of them, mm-hmm. right, then you have the time to kind of go through, and you're just going through the work throughout the month. And maybe you'll make updates to the other one right before you send it out and things like mm-hmm. that. But I think everyone knows that when you're doing things kind of having to do them last minute and you have a million other things going on,
causes a lot more stress.
Causes stress, and there's less of an opportunity for you to actually kind of get things done because you're doing those sort of things.
So I think the big thing here we're talking is like you take some time to actually plan, right? Like mm-hmm. think ahead. That way you know where you're going is one thing, and that it gives you this opportunity to kind of get ahead of the game, right? Yeah. Cool. Number seven. I feel like we need like da 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 da, like music going in here. Charge what you are worth. Clients will value you.
Yeah, I know that's one of the biggest problems a lot of consultants find is mm-hmm. when do I raise my prices? Now I feel bad because
how much do I
it
charge?
Was before yeah. and I was cheaper. And you really have to realize, I think it goes back to you are the expert and you have mm-hmm. to remember that. You are worth more than you think. More than likely.
Yep.
And so you can't feel bad. Most people know that you get what you pay for. And
yep.
if you're charging too little, people are going to assume that you don't do
you're
as
good,
good of work
right.
as
exactly,
you actually
yeah.
do. So.
And then it's still, you know, charging what you're worth, but also what value are you bringing to it? You know what I mean? Or how can you show that value first? Because there are definitely instances where you're working with someone where they don't necessarily understand what you do, and not that you need to get into the process of what you do, but if you have some way to kind of show the value that you bring to the table, then that actually goes a long way to being like, yeah, of course I'm going to pay that because it's totally worth it.
I think part of that too is about being transparent, right? Like when you're, you know, making changes and doing these sort of things, you know, maybe you might get into every detail of why you might be raising your prices or doing these other things, right? But being upfront about it, because I think that people will appreciate that, because people will ask if they've been with you for a while, oh, what's going on here? And being upfront and explaining to people, I think that sort of experiences will make people a lot happier and be less of an issue.
Yep.
And having something like blogs to show off your expertise or the yep. emails you're writing or the tips you're sharing on social media, that all goes into proving what you're worth and how much you know and why you're the expert over somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Number eight, we get more of our rescue animals adopted with CC by always using great photos and links to their videos on our YouTube channel. Now, what I like about this one is, right, that one, we're talking about using photos, right? We talk about mm-hmm. that a lot, how important visual marketing is these days, because obviously you can say a lot more with a photo than you can with words, or in a shorter space, I guess. You can say a lot with words, but... and then I also like how they're using links in their emails to send people to their other channels, right, to the other places that they have stuff that people... They're using email as the driving force behind getting people there. I mean, you could easily just say, hey, I'm going to post a YouTube video and be done with it. But no, mm-hmm. you actually have to get people there. People aren't going to just go, hey, I found this on your YouTube channel. You know what I mean? That's part of it. But the real value comes from actually promoting that and getting people out there. So two for one in that one. Number nine, Total Medical Compliance gets engaged with our employees for extraordinary customer service. Employees, this is great. All right. So, you know, Ryan, you touched on this a bit, how I think what's really great is if you give your employees the permission and the confidence to, you know, go that extra mile or go that extra step for your customers, that really pays off. Those are things that people talk about and people feel good about. Like I can remember instances of, you know, being in, I think I was at like a yogurt store one day and the kid behind the counter, like some kid that was sitting down at the table, dropped his yogurt. And it just spilt all over the floor. And then the dad went up to the thing, and he was like, yeah, we dropped our yogurt, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, oh. And the guy behind the thing just gave him a cup and said, yeah, just go get whatever you dropped or whatever. Like, you know, like, now that, to me, is a wow experience, right? For someone watching that, someone who has kids, right, where somebody easily could have been like, oh, well, you're going to have to pay for a new thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, that would have been, like, a kind of a jerk move, like, I think, right? Like, you could have given somebody a bad experience and said, oh, no, you're going to have to pay for a new thing, or just, oh, man, that stinks. Here, just give him some more, like, you know? And people don't take advantage of that. They just fill up a little whatever. But it leaves them, that person leaves there feeling really good about your company and the fact that, you know, so if that kid didn't have the ability to say that or do that, you're left in this awkward situation, right?
Well, and the fact is, too, is if your employees aren't happy, they're not going to feel happy enough to do that for your customers. So you really have to make sure that you are focusing on your employees. A happy employee is a happy customer, really.
Yep.
If they're having fun at their job, they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me go get you some more yogurt. If they hate their job, they'll be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
And there's this idea, and I think I've heard this quote from someone else before, so I'm not going to take credit for it, but it's sort of the idea of, like, you know,
there really is
about kind of there's nothing really, like, more social than, like, a great experience like, that you people have, right? So, like, again, we talk about all these things with social media and all these things, how important they are. Again, it really starts with having an amazing business and a really positive approach and providing really great experiences for your customers.
Yeah.
Because people will talk about it, right?
Yep.
Everyone's on their phone if you have a store, and everyone can do these sort of things and take pictures. And I mean, I've seen it on social media where people are talking about great experiences they've had in other places or like things they saw that they weren't expecting to see. And so I think that it's really like that's part going to be part of your strategy as well if you want to get people talking.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Number 10, the big finish. Finding what makes you unique and convey this message around you helps you grow your business. So I think this is an important one, right? Because there's so many competitors out there. There's so many different businesses. And it's finding those things that, you know, why would somebody want to work with you? Like, don't be afraid to, you know, talk to your customers. Find out why they do enjoy working with you and why they come back and do business. And they'll a lot of times just tell you, like, whoa, this is how I feel when I'm here. And the more you can do to accentuate that and let other people, like, don't hide that uniqueness. Share that. Because when people can find that thing that makes you different, like, that's what people are going to connect with and will help you do more business. So I think that's a great tip.
Yeah, I also think it's, you don't have to cram in every great quality about your business into one promotion or email or anything. Really focus on that one thing that is the differentiating factor and highlight that.
Yeah, I think that's one of those places where we can all take lessons from Apple in that situation, right? You see when they do commercials or they talk about something that the iPhone does, they focus on one thing at a time, right? They show you, oh, this does this thing, or they talk about a specific aspect of it, rather than saying, it does all this stuff, but imagine trying to do that all in one commercial. Oh, my God. Like, you know, it's just really focusing on those things that make it unique and different from other people. So we mentioned a bit about, you know, that this is also a great way to, as we did this contest, you know, we had a hashtag contest or whatever. It's a great way to get people involved and get people, you know, engaging with your business. Anything that we learned during this?
I mean, I think we learned a lot about who our customers are and what they do to help them do more business, which helps us actually create content for them.
Yep.
So we can, you know, turn these into a lot of different things. It can be webinars, it can be blogs, it can be podcasts like we're doing right now. I mean, it can be so many different things. And it's as simple as creating a hashtag. Hashtags are really easy to follow. We used a specific tool, but you don't necessarily have to do that to be able to follow a hashtag on a couple different networks and see what people are saying. And I think especially if you give somebody an incentive, you'll get a lot of responses. It'll help you really understand who your customers are and what their needs are.
Yep. And I think...
I mean, isn't that what's really cool about it, too, is that I think typically when we're talking about using hashtags for these types of contests, it was always just about using Twitter, right? I feel like that was always a thing. But now, I mean, with Twitter, Instagram, I think Facebook, right, all these things you can do, it really opens it up to a wider audience, right? So you don't just have to have a presence on Twitter or have your customers there to do that. And again, like you said, we use a tool to do it, but, you know, if you're focusing more of a smaller scale audience, like, maybe you might have to track some of these things manually, going in and look at what's going on in the hashtag, but... I mean, I think it's really a big opportunity, especially how easy it is to just quickly do things on Instagram.
Yeah, and I will say, too, our biggest driver was actually an email to our customers. So don't think that just because it's a social contest that you can't talk about it in other places. Mm-hmm. Email is super important to let people know that what's going on in your social channels.
That's what I was going to say is the important thing, right? Once you decide what your thing is, it's always about the promotion of the thing. So really make sure that you're thinking about those channels that are available to you and then all of the different types of campaigns that you can run to get the word out on those channels, right?
Yeah, and I don't think you always have to do a contest either. If you want to choose a hashtag to sort of represent a particular aspect of your business, say you have like a really cool sundae making, you could have like cool sundae, like promote it in your store and have people always be sharing that. Or if you're shipping someone, maybe you include a little note that has the hashtag in the box or things like that to just sort of get people talking and being like, oh, I'll use this hashtag, sure.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people listen might be like, well, I'm not really familiar with how hashtags work or how, like, maybe I'm not socially savvy people, but like, your customers definitely, majority of them probably do, right? Because, like, these are everywhere. Like, if you're a sports fan, you see these things. For TV shows, they're all over the place. Like, it's really kind of something people are getting more and more used to using.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're not really, like, educate yourself on it. Like, take some time and figure out how it works.
And they are used on multiple channels now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is great. And that allowed more creativity, too. I mean, it could have been a text entry, or it could have been a photo, or it could have been video.
Yeah.
Maybe, Azure, you want to tell us a little bit about what a hashtag is, just in case anybody listening doesn't know?
Yeah. So you just put a pound symbol in front of a word or a phrase, and it's really to tie a topic together or a conversation together. So when you click on that hashtag in any of the networks, all the messages that are public that have that hashtag come together. So then you get to see what everybody's talking about.
Yeah. Very cool. So I hope you got some great tips here from the folks that submitted. I know, I'm sure, and we value these tips very much. So I hope you got some great tips for there as well that you can start to apply. And, you know, if you feel so adventurous, feel free to start your own hashtag contest as well. All right. So we'll catch you next time on the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. Bye-bye now.